929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDS conferencing
this
system.
Is
one other party is in this conference.
To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Landing. Recommend landing now. The ship begins its final approach.
Hammer makes flight field and approaches from the north.
Well, here comes, ladies and gentlemen. We're out now outside of the hangar.
Reporter Herbert Morrison is recording a description of Hindenburg's arrival for later broadcast on radio.
The thousand people have come out to witness the landing of this great airship.
The barometer is dropping. The wind is shifting. It made a temperature real line, so its nose was pointing into the wind. They dropped two lines called trail lines.
The lines let the ground crew pull the ship into position and secure it. In subsequent investigation, these ropes will come under intense scrutiny.
Roughly 4 minutes after dropping these landing lines, fire erupted.
Before any investigation starts, Hindenburg's commander, Max Pruitt, what many are thinking.
My grandfather was in charge as a captain on the Hindenburg flight, and he made no secret of his opinion that it was sabotage, as someone must have placed a bomb somewhere.
Princess Bach, Ernst Lehmann, agrees. It had to be sabotage.
If you're one of the German officers who made the decisions that led to that public destruction of this symbol of Nazi power, you're going to be very careful about what you say.
Lehmann had been mortally injured. He died within 24 hours. He reportedly said on his deathbed that he thought it must have been sabotage, that it could not have been something else.
There were a lot of people, even in 1937, who didn't like the Hitler government. It was perfectly natural for people to ask, did somebody bomb this airship?
Two investigations begin, one German, one American. But no one finds any evidence of foul play.
The reality is that all evidence suggests it could not have been sabotaged.
If not sabotage, then what?
They looked at a lot of things. Diesel engine exhaust, or a propeller breaking and entering the airframe, or someone from the ground shooting at the airship. But both agreed that it was leaking hydrogen ignited by some electrostatic discharge.
Electrostatic discharge. A sudden flow of electricity between two electrically charged objects. In other words, a spark. It can be tiny, like the spark you feel when you walk across a carpet and touch something. Or enormous, like lightning. Although investigators eventually conclude that leaking hydrogen was ignited by a spark, they never precisely demonstrate the cause of the spark. But the source of the hydrogen is obvious, a leak somewhere in one of the gas cells. A surviving crewman reported that he saw an orange glow in gas cell 4 near the tail. Observers on the ground also saw the first flames near the tail. With so much of the physical evidence destroyed, investigators have to rely on these eyewitness accounts. But there is one other type of evidence. About a dozen press and newsreel photographers were covering the landing.
The landing crew of the air base here is expertly trained to handle these massive ships in the sky. Safety comes first, as it always should.
But for investigators, every shot on film, they're all shot from the same angle. All the newsreel for...
Hello, this is Jazz Vaz on SDF Open VOIP on AvantRadio.net. Just watching some PBS. Reminder, Open VOIP is every night from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC, and I should probably kill my audio player so I don't confuse myself. Okay, it's better. 0200 to 0300 hours UTC. Anyone can call. Anyone can talk about whatever. The number you can call with your regular telephone service is 929-299-1269, or you can simply dial extension 1088 from your SDF VoiceOver IP account. More information about the VoiceOver IP system at SDF can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Either have someone else on the line, or if it is just picking up some background noise and sending it back at me, a few seconds delayed. I think I'm going to mute for a while. If anyone happens to call in, I will pick up and say hey. So once again, this is Jazzmaz. This is SDF Open VOIP on anonradio.net. And the number is 929-299-1269.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Hey, this is Jazzmaz again on SDF Open VoIP on AnonRadio.net. Once again, the number is 929-299-1269. Let me take a look at combo chat and see if anyone is paying attention tonight. Yeah, it looks like a pretty quiet night. So I am going to hit my microphone once again. If someone happens to call in at the very last moment, perhaps I'll pick up and say hello. If not, then just a reminder, open mic is next. Open mic is you, the listener's opportunity to be the DJ. visit anonradio.net and click on the open mic link for details about using SDF's Icecast server at anonradio.net.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. Now you can be the DJ with SDF Open Mic. Get on the mic, get on the mic, yo, yo. Yo, check it. Get on that mic. You are the DJ.
As I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction, stories 75 or 100 years old.
Myriad choices of his fate set themselves out upon a platform to choose. What had he to lose? Not a ghost bloody country all covered with sleep where the black angel did weep. Not an old city street in the east. Gone to choose. And Warren's brother walked on through the night with his hair and his face long, long spent and cut from the knife. The rally man's patter ran on through the dawn until we said so long to his skull. Shrill yell.